Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Nollywood Ramblers. This week we had a very interesting conversation. We discussed the AMVCAs, guys. So many things were
We tried to avoid discussing it, but we discussed a certain portion of it, sure.
we had no choice. We also discussed the poll for the week as usual. Please don't forget to participate. We did a little bit of ranting in the beginning as usual, but don't worry. The show notes have all the timestamps, so you can just skip into the ones that you're interested in. The movie that we discussed this week was Casa de Novia, and we did give our thoughts, our likes, our whys, and our dislikes in this episode. Let us know in the Q&A section of the episode. And yeah, with that being said, let's get into the episode. Okay. Curly, how's your week?
You know how my week has been. I had a stressful week to start because work, and then instead I have had a grand old time. I've been partying on yachts.
I've been seeing Curly day moving from river to ocean, from ocean to land, from land to I don't even know. On
See, let me
slab,
explain to you
on
why.
slab. I just said.
It was fun. I checked my Snapchat this morning, right? And I realized I had posted a ton on my story. I don't post on my story like that. You know this. Even when I go out, I don't post on my story like
When
that.
you're having
Now,
the time of your
so me and my
life.
friends had a party. My friends had a party, and it was BYOB because it's Ramadan, and we could, it's a whole hassle to get alcohol. You can't get it. So it's like everybody bring from your own stock. Now, because I knew this was going to happen, I was like, all right, cool. I got a bottle of tequila, and that was my pl I was going to make myself like a nice little cocktail. And that was my planned drink. Now, in my wasabi, not necessarily wasabi, but in my poor planning, I made myself a massive tequila sunrise that was supposed to last me throughout the whole thing. And it did. In fact, I said, I have leftover, so I'll probably finish it, I guess. I have a couple of days off, so I'll finish it at some point between all my days off. Now, I tend to obviously drink a lot. I like wine. Wine is nice. Wine is calming. Wine is it's a very chill. You sit down with some wine and you watch a movie. It's a nice experience. You know that tequila song about one margarita, two margarita. Who sent me what? And bear in mind, I'm not hungover. Because I didn't even get like wasted or anything. Like I was just having like a very nice day. It was a very nice vibe. I had the time, but the amount to which I was posting and the amount of dancing I was doing, the only thing that hurts the morning after, my knees.
What?
This is how you know I'm getting old.
I didn't want to be the one to say it, but
I
said.
mean, you know what? At this on the other side of 20, where you're hitting 30, clearly your knees are the first thing to go. Because
Really,
why are my knees paining
you
me?
are not even about to hit 30. Let's not even go there because
I am very aware.
I'm not even
You
about
are 1 year closer than I am. Please just.
I'm not even about to hit 30. Let me complain first before you have any right to complain. I will first
Who's
complain,
me?
and I'm not
Are
yet
your knees the ones
complaining.
that are paining you? Are your knees the ones
It's my
paining you?
back. It's my
No,
back for
thank you.
me. My
Yeah, but
back
you have a kid, so of
sometimes.
course your back is paining you. You're always carrying Mubadam.
When I see my son is in a very awkward age where I don't know. Okay, so when I have his bath, I have to bend into the bathtub. Before, he was small enough to put on the kitchen sink with his like bathtub and stand at the shower. But now he's big. He's bigger than the sink,
It won't fit.
but he's too small for the tub. So I
For
have
the
to bend.
tub.
Oh my God, my back cries every single time. See me having like the fastest shower, like I need to just finish, please. I need to stand up my back. And then he's just there like, I'm trying to enjoy my, like, I don't think he has enjoyed his bath in a very long time because it's just a quick, I need to be in and out, and then
Okay,
I can't
so
bend down for this long.
let me give you a tip. And I know this tip because I've seen my friend do this with my godson. You put him in there before you are ready to give him a bath proper. Fill it with water. Put a couple toys that are water friendly. Let him play and enjoy himself for like 10, 15
How
minutes.
old is your godson?
He turns 2 next month, but she started doing this 3
Exactly.
months ago.
Exactly. My son just turned 1. No way I'm leaving
True.
him in the bath with water. He's just gonna, God forbid. No. So I have to be there. Like, he can't even
He's
stand.
paralyzed.
That's what I'm saying. He's in an awkward in between where he's too big
Yeah.
to be in the sink, or on the sink rather,
But he's too
and
small to
he's
do
too
anything
small to
else.
just be in the. Oh my God. So my back cries every time every night I have to give him a bath. It's like
Hello.
to finish quickly. But luckily he's also very young, so he's not going to remember any of this. So that's my advantage. Let's just get over with, sir, and let's be done. So yeah.
But
For me it's my back.
yes, I've had a time. My friends and I are doing a staycation starting today, so I'm going to go. I pretend that I don't have house and I have plenty money. None of those things are true, but it's nice to pretend once in a while.
That's nice. That's nice. I'd like to have a staycation very soon. Maybe when I'm done with my, I had an exam this week. I feel like I'm always having
Yeah,
exam.
how's that?
I feel like every time I come here, I say I have an exam. An exam. Oh, I had an
Ew,
exam this
students.
week.
Can't
It
relate.
wasn't bad.
That's good. I'm glad.
Because it's one of those. It's like a lab. It was a lab one, and yeah. I think I do well with labs, so that was good for me. And then it's Easter, so Friday classes were cancelled, and I was happy about that. And
Oh yeah,
then
happy Easter.
my highlights of the week, I
Yeah.
found a perfect. I don't want to jinx it because I've only worn it once, and I was too excited. But I don't want to jinx it. But I feel like I found a perfectly fitting pair of jeans.
Where from?
You know how I'll let you know off pods, but
Without
I
the
was
cuss.
so happy when I got it because when I looked at it in the store, and I don't go to sh I don't like shopping in store, but my colleague told me of this store that wasn't far from work. Like she was like after work she just went
Yeah.
there and she got like a few things and it was very nice and I was complimenting her so she told me where to go, and then she told me this like
Yeah.
weeks ago. I haven't had the time, but since I didn't have any
Yeah.
classes on Friday because of Easter, I was like, let me drop by and see. And I saw these jeans on the rack. I was like, should I get it? Because jeans, yeah, you know how jeans are with girls, like
Yeah.
so hard to know. And I was like,
The struggle.
the struggle, right? I said, okay, let me
And
try.
then you actually have to now, if you now buy it, you have to make sure that you try it on within the 2 week window so that if it doesn't fit, you can
You can
return
bring it back.
it.
And then what happens when you don't have time to bring it back? And then it's like, okay, now this is something I
Aha,
now
2 weeks are
have.
gone. Now be looking at it.
So, I mean, I just took a chance on it. It looks nice on the rack, and I took a chance. I got home, I ate, so my tummy was full to make sure that it's not because, my
I
tummy is
haven't
a bit
eaten and I'm not
empty.
bloated.
Exactly, I'm not bloated. I made sure to be bloated. And then when I was zipping it was the way it was coming together. I was so happy. I was just jumping up, my God. So yeah, I got a very, very nice fitting pair of jeans, and that made me very
I'm so
happy.
excited for you.
So yeah, that's the
This is
highlight
more
of
exciting
the
than my yacht adventures, to be honest.
week. I beg. I
No,
beg.
but really though, do you know how annoying it is to find jeans? Like, I've
You
hit
know
the
what's
point where,
crazy? In the same store, I got a skirt that didn't fit.
Yeah.
I was just like,
They
you
can
know
only do
what?
one thing, right?
Whatever, the jeans are
It's
fine.
fine. It's no big
Yeah.
deal.
Yeah, you're going to say something.
No, this. No, I was gonna say, like, there's only one store I buy jeans from right now, right? And that's because they have found a way to create jeans that work for people of, like, if you're tall, if you're petite, if you're curvy, and they have like a tall, curvy section. So it's the perfect blend of the two things that exist in my life. So far, all my jeans have been from them. And even with that, like,
It's still
because my weight
difficult.
fluctuates a lot because PCOS for the win. It is still difficult to make sure that they fit all the time. So now all my jeans need a belt. And
And
like even with that, it's like it's starting to be awkward.
I hate putting belts on ill-fitting jeans because that's crunch
Do
up.
you understand?
That's crunch
See.
up. It's so awkward. It's so awkward. But yeah, no. I have a pair of jeans
I've
that.
started avoiding wearing jeans because of this. At this point, I'm like, you know what? My skinny jeans will be baggy and everybody will be fine.
I have a pair of jeans that I had like that scrunch up. No, everything else about it is fine, but you see that scrunch up at the waist, I
Yeah.
just can't stand it. And it must touch crotch.
That's the part that makes me want
I
to kill
had another
myself.
one that just refuses to touch crotch. So when I found this one, I was so happy. I was like, I have to go back and wear it again. Maybe when I get home, I'm gonna go back. I'm going to try and say, let me be sure that,
Me.
I wasn't dreaming.
One more time for the girls in the back, just so we're all sure.
Just to be sure, But yeah, I was very happy about that. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening and indulging. I didn't plan to be, but yeah, that just came to me. Okay, so on to Nolly Baby update. Okay, did you see the highlights of the week for Nollywood BCAs?
Guys, before we start there, I want to point out in advance, I beg you to know. I begged her. I said, please, I don't want to discuss what these people have done because there are so many things on this list that, personally speaking, no, if it was me, it should not be there. And I plan on not mentioning a lot of them because I'm not trying to get jumped in the streets.
No, I don't even plan on
But
mentioning
just.
everything because I agree with you. I also didn't want to bring it up, but I just felt the need to bring up because okay, so I was telling you that I was like on my own.
Yeah.
I was on my own. Gently, YouTube said, "Oh, this person is reviewing the AMVCs. Watch it." I said, "Okay, let me see." I went to go and watch somebody else's review of the AMVCs, and then they had mentioned that Half Haven, the movie that we both loved so much.
The movie that was false advertising.
Is, false advertising, like seriously, for was it best director? Was
Yes,
it?
her
Yeah.
and his best director.
Best director. And I was like,
No, you know when, I mean, God forgive me, but this is one of those times where people can say it's nice to be nominated. Because I don't know who made that choice, but that was a choice. And I'm happy for the person who directed it because, it's that's a that is a thing to add to your CV and be very, very proud of. I don't necessarily remember anything about the film that would lead me to that specific nomination. But I mean, surely I guess the panel of judges or whoever it is that picks the
The accurate
nominees
timekeepers.
saw something.
I'm sorry. When you say panel of judges, my mind just goes straight to accurate timekeeper. It has to go together.
How you know that debate is involved in our life? Because I knew why you said it.
But
I,
yeah,
and the next thing I'm going to leave my mouth was all protocols duly observed.
I mean, the other protocols observed in this same category. In this same category, we have. I haven't watched Mammy Water. It's not available to me. But there's also
I think I will be
Afamefuna.
watching Mami Water on the flight next month, baby girl, because on
We
Qatar Airways
have
now.
heard.
You can roll your eyes and
We
pour
have
your
heard.
face all you want.
We have heard.
Green is an ugly color for jealousy. Let it just be happy for me.
I'm wearing blue, sis. But it's okay. It's okay.
No, you don't have to be wearing the green, it's showing in your body.
I refuse. Okay, so in the same category,
Okay.
Half Heaven. I haven't watched Afamefuna either, but I'm planning on watching it this weekend. But I hear that it's
I've watched it. It's so
very
good.
good. So, I don't have anything else to say. That's just a deep sigh because I don't know who picks this. But specifically, there's one category that is confusing
Wait,
me the most.
before you discuss your confusion, please. I have a very genuine question to ask. It's a genuine question.
Yeah.
Cast your mind back to Madame Koi Koi, the origin.
Casting. Okay. Yeah.
You remember the cast, but you remember who was in it?
Of course. Of
Lead
course.
actress. Who
The
would you
lady.
say was the lead actress?
The lady that was they dropped in school, right?
That was my assumption as well.
Yeah, I don't remember the name.
Apparently, we are both wrong. I don't remember her name either. I
Because
don't want to butcher
Doyle
it.
that was nominated. Yeah.
Yes. And I looked at it. I thought it was for a different film. So I moved on. I saw her name and I didn't really look at what it was for. So I moved on
Yeah.
with my day. Only for me to then someone say, since when did Ireti Duo become the lead actress in Madam Kwe Kwe? And then I went back. Because I promise you, I know I watched it. And I know I was not blind when I watched it. So, confusion, questions, concerns. Because one would think the definition of lead actress means it's about you.
The yeah, and you were actually good.
You were the main character, as in, you weren't giving main character energy. You were the main character.
Yeah, but she was giving main character energy though.
I know she was giving main character energy. That's why I made that point specifically. Because I get it. She is main character energy. Like, she's her. However,
She's up.
if we go back to the list of the cast and the people that were in it and what their roles and functions were, am I confused or stupid? That's what me I want to understand. Or am I, is this supposed to be a ploy to make me think I'm stupid? Am I being gaslit? Because I don't
I feel
understand.
like it's gaslighting, to be honest, because it is actually very confusing. And apparently we are not allowed to ask questions because it is what it is at this point. You either pick that or something else. But yeah, it's cool. It's cool.
It's
I
fine.
mean, it's fine. It's
I
fine.
mean, who am I to judge? Clearly
Being
not the judge, so
not the judge or the protocols being observed, so we move on from that. Yeah, I did have a grievance. I did have a grievance about, oh yeah, you know what is upsetting me? That
what's
Breath of
upsetting?
Life is literally in almost every category except for best cinematography, because
Oh
was
yeah,
that
that
life a
annoyed me. I saw the
joke?
list and
Was life a joke to you?
I
These people
was like, that
literally spent
cinematographer, these people
their
have
whole
this written.
budgets for cinematography. All the money they should have paid their writers, they sent it to cinematography. All the money they should have paid their continuation and their set design, everything went to
That's
cinematography.
what I was about
And
to say. I
then
was about to say that Kimmy, they put it down for art direction,
oh my
which I
gosh.
think they should have swapped to cinematography because
Okay, I do see them in art direction,
choices.
but
Exactly.
no.
And personally speaking, that could have been moved to cinematography. But anyway, it's not my business. It's not me
No.
that's in charge.
No. And I like and they're also in costume design, which
Wait, it's
I
in,
don't
what do you mean
know.
they're not in cinematography? They're in cinematography. I'm looking at it.
Oh, okay.
Did you take off your glasses too early? Guys,
I took off my
so let me,
glasses.
I want to make one thing very clear. This week, normally we're both wearing our glasses, right? This week, because, I woke up and just didn't have the energy to try and find them because I can't remember where I put them when I got ready yesterday. I'm not wearing my glasses. Itula is wearing her glasses.
I took
Tell
them off.
me why.
I took them
Well,
off.
you took them off at the most inopportune moment, my dear.
Yeah.
Because
I took them. I
that
can't wear
doesn't come.
headphones and
Sorry.
my glasses at the same time. It hurt my ears. Gosh.
Oh, Chile. Hard to be
This is why I
you.
wear contacts, but obviously it's the middle of the night, so I have to pick one.
I don't know how you wear contact too.
But
And if
yeah,
that counts.
Breath of Life should definitely win cinematography, because if not, it's just all the
Mami,
money
what
that
is in
they.
that category, baby girl?
I
Just
haven't
let
watched
it go.
it. I haven't watched
I know, but
it.
I've seen enough clips of it to know that it looks absolutely amazing.
Okay. I wish them the best then. I wish them the best. Okay,
Good
okay,
luck to all
okay.
involved.
So this is the best segue to my rant, because Skinny Girl in Transits,
It's Uno's favorite show.
best writing TV series.
For this season, specifically.
For
Because
season
they put the season in
seven.
bracket.
For season seven. I want
Yes,
to
ma'am.
know, like, the requirement. Maybe the requirement
Really
is,
not this crime.
yeah, like what are the qualifications? Like, what do they need you to have for you to qualify? Because at this point, The only requirement I think skinny girl in transit is actually meeting up to is existing. The fact that they
Okay.
actually exist and then they actually, you know. Yeah. Because I have come on this podcast week after week after week after week, and I have complained about specifically the right thing. And I know that there have been other grievances, but the writing this season has been. No, let me say this. I feel like they're confusing things because when I think about it, right, the writing in terms of, in, I feel like, don't quote me, correct me if I'm wrong, there are different aspects to writing. So there's dialogue, right? And then there's actual story, right? And then there's like, you know, play by play. In terms of dialogue, it's terrible. It's even, in fact, they are owing me points. You know where your teacher says, "See me," and then you, like, when you write your next test, I'm going to take points from that one to give this because it is that bad. The dialogue is
Oh,
terrible.
God.
But I do agree that they kind of touched on some things that, you know, are interesting. But even still, that is not the point. This is a show. Entertain me. Your dialogue is trash. Even though you're trying to address societal problems, which everybody in the comment section is saying, oh, at least they're trying to address some societal problems when it comes to mental health, when it comes to domestic violence and jackma. All well and good. But it was terribly done,
Doesn't sound like you
my
think it's all well
opinion.
and good, sure, but okay.
Eh?
That doesn't sound like you think it's all well and good, but
It is
okay.
definitely not all well and good, but love and light. Love and light as
And
well.
prayers.
So I don't know. I really don't know what's going on here because the dialogue in this like in this season has just been so bad that I've never cringed so hard. But also, I don't know why. Why I don't I don't I just want to just explain to you like okay you know what this is what they saw so maybe I can see it differently because I just can't see it. It just doesn't make sense to me that it will be in this category. I don't know, but anyway, I can sure thank God for one thing. Corey doesn't have anything to say because she
What?
doesn't watch Skinny Girl in Transit. Let's not be
I
like I'm
haven't
just a
watched it
hater.
since Mimi
I'm not
and
a hater.
Tiwa had their
It's
baby
because
last
she has not
season and
watched
it
it.
ended. And I
Yeah.
didn't have the energy to get into it this season. And then you said what you said the first week. And the second you said it, I was like, you know what? Rather than go
Yeah.
through any version of pain, just on the safe side, I will not do it. So I didn't do it.
And I admire you for being able to compartmentalize that way. Unfortunately for me,
Thank
my brain does
you.
not work that way. My brain will be asking me, so what happened? What happened? Don't you want to know?
I
Don't
don't
you
need,
want to know?
I do not need to know.
You
Have
know,
you,
this
ignorance tends
curiosity
to be bliss.
is because of, oh, it's a love-hate relationship with Nollywood, honestly. Because I just can't stop myself. I must check. In fact, this is the domestic violence we're talking about. Nollywood is domestic. Domestic violence. Let's see me.
You can't in the whole industry with domestic violence.
Because you know how people don't want to leave toxic relationships, they always go back. This is my toxic relationship. I've been advised, don't do it. Don't do, even talk to, that's different strokes. I'm still going to watch it. I know myself. I'm still
Black
going to
coconut head.
watch. It's this is my
Coconut
toxic
head.
relationship.
Because I told you point blank, do not watch Different Strokes. On what I mean, if you are, you like African magic, so feel free, enjoy yourself. Because I
I
warned you.
do.
I told you point blank when I went on my little spree of just watching things that existed because I had nothing to do with myself that day, apparently. I told you don't do it. If you want to enjoy, have fun. Just don't come and tell me about the
No,
answer.
I'll definitely come and tell you.
That's the problem now.
I'll definitely come and tell you that. Like, I have to. So yeah, to God be the glory. Anyway, the season has
Greatest
ended.
year has come.
The season has ended. We give God because that's
So
all
you
I've
will do
been praying
Thanksgiving in
for.
church tomorrow.
Hey, and it's even Easter. That's the best gift they could have given us. That's the best present. And Danny could have just said, okay, I release you from this position. On Wednesday, when they dropped that they're going to premiere the finale on Friday, I said, thank you, Jesus. Oh my God, I was so happy. But and if you haven't watched it, please just skip because I'm about to drop a huge spoiler for Ikoride.
I mean, yeah, I don't care. So I can just go watch
Minde
this.
is shooting on Tiwa.
Come again?
Oh my God, the media that everybody's loving in the comments. Oh my God, I
Hey,
need a man
wait.
like Minde. I need a man like
Madam,
Minde. God, when?
pause. Listen, put yourself. See what's said again.
I need a man like Minde. Minde is cheating
Not
on.
that.
What's
Nah,
it?
that thing at the end. That thing at the end. Say
Minde,
it again.
Minde, Minde, Olumide, Macaulay is cheating on Tiwa because the very last second, currently I was about to off in Danny because it was like 3 seconds left, only for me to see Minde do like this, and another head came to his mouth, happened to be. A light, we didn't see the lady's face, but I know who it is because one other light-skinned girl. If you remember, I said that one girl was trying to toast him in the beginning of the season, but he was refusing. Now he has accepted that. So, just to let you know, season 8 is coming. And
I
let me
mean,
tell you now, I'm going to watch
first
it
of
too.
all, you have it again, coconut head. I like Boro.
Oh my God.
See, this is why, as far as I'm concerned, Skinny Jokers in Transit ended in season 6. Me and Tiwa got married, they had a baby. Life is good. The end. Because what you will not do is tell me that not only are real life men stressful, annoying, and insert whatever word you want to use here, the ones in shows that are supposed to be my escape, that I can be like, oh, imagine if I had a husband like Mide, or I had a partner like Mide, or I had a boyfriend like Mide, and now also like the other ones.
Nope.
Throw it all of
What?
throw all of them, doesn't. Thank you very
Nonhood
much.
said, is real life a
Throw
joke
it in
for
the
you?
trash.
Yeah,
The
and
point of cinema is supposed to be, I'm not thinking about real life. Please, I thank you. Throw it in the dustbin. I'm not doing.
They are addressing real life issues, domestic violence,
Address it
mental
without adding
health.
cheating. Thank you. I'm sorry. Maybe what's his name? Mohammed was there to form cheating. How many seasons ago? He said he che didn't he cheat like a million times and then leave? We've done the cheating
Well,
angle, have we not?
thank God they didn't bring him back at the end to show us that.
Also, didn't Bisola's character at some point have boyfriends that cheated on her? We have we not done cheating, Kaya?
No. Because Nigerian men must cheat in movies.
They now took
That's
my Ayola, my sweet harmless Ayola, my Aminu. And they made him a cheater. Ah, no, I'm angry.
I
I'm
mean,
angry. I'm
they're
upset.
just trying to tell us that we should watch out for parts. That's it. You know, in Hollywood, old Hollywood, they say, watch out for part 8.
Good luck to you, Ayola. Congratulations to all
No.
involved. I wish you all the best.
Oh yeah, Corey, I had something to tell you. I just remembered.
I'm
Guess
scared.
what I watched
What did you watch?
on Amazon?
What did you watch?
Ebuka Takes Africa, and I've been enjoying
You
it.
finally watched it.
I
I told.
started. I started.
When it came out and I said, please watch it, you will enjoy it. What did you
Yeah.
see?
You know why I did not want to watch it? Because I did
I
not
know
want
why
to
you
be
didn't want to
further
watch it.
irritated. And at the time when it came out, he was still gracing the screens of Skinny Girl in Transit. I cannot watch two things. Like, that's too
Fair.
much. So at least now I've been purged a little bit and I can now endure, you know. And it's actually not bad, thank God. He's not the main
It's really
thing.
good.
So,
There's six of them now. It can't be centered around one person, really. It's a good show, and
My
I
favorite
love that. I mean,
part.
I wish it was longer.
Nobody say I be Babele. I'm not a Babele person. But my favorite part was when the fans were coming to Zubia taking pictures. He was now filming on his phone. Type it. Why are you texting Oga? Drop that phone. Why are you filming? Drop the phone. I'm the most bankable actor. I'm the most bankable actor. Bankable, no. Anyway, Sha, I'm not a hater, Sha, but sometimes learn
You're
it.
not.
Learn humility. Humility,
Okay, ma'am.
please. Yeah. Anyway,
Yes,
let's
ma'am.
move into the poll for the week.
Gang,
For
gang.
last week. So I'm doing the Spotify poll as per usual. Guys, we usually have a poll for the movie at the end or in our Spotify polls and on Twitter. So you can rate the movie, not the episode. We have a Q&A where you
Yes.
can discuss the episode, but we want to know what you think about the movie, and then you can rate the movie, and then you can let us know what you think about our review, or if you have any additions, or if you didn't agree with us or whatever in the Q&A. So for
Yeah,
last,
we can come on Twitter and we can fight.
yes, Corey will fight you on Twitter. I mean, I know they do Twitter like that.
To be honest, if they fight, it will probably be me.
So last week the movie was it bloomed in June, or it blooms in June
Should have
rather,
bloomed
but
in May.
should have bloomed in May.
It
And
should have bloomed in May.
we yeah the poll was 50-50 on 50% was 3 stars and 50% was 4 stars, and I get that, that's a very safe middle. It wasn't
Yeah.
a good movie, but I just feel like
Yeah.
it did not take me to where I needed to go. And I think a lot of people actually enjoyed it, which is nice, and I'm glad about
It was. So there was like a lot of like positives on Twitter in terms of like people who like responded to the poll, and they were like, oh, I'm like, I haven't seen any posts about this film. I actually really like it and all of that. And I mean, fair, because I enjoyed it as well. And so 36% of people thought it was cute, 14% thought it was not for them. 14% were all sort of 50-50 on it, like take it or leave it, they didn't really care. And then the remaining 36% are Proko people who just wanted to see what the results were. Fair enough. Because I'd be doing that on a regular basis. They just want to know. And yeah,
okay,
that is
so
last week's poll.
Grady, somebody pointed out to me that last week we had said that Casa de no no that The Ghost and the Tout was the only Nollywood ghost movie that you had
Did we
seen.
say only?
I don't know
Was
how
it
you
one
said
that I had
it,
seen?
but yeah, there is Banana Island Ghost, but you know what I
No,
just
I know that one
remembered?
exists, but I haven't watched it.
Do you know what I just remembered? A
Which
classic
one?
that just came to my mind. And this was not a
Which
movie, it
one?
was a series, Super Story, NECA.
Oh,
Nemo, Nemo.
yeah.
That was, what
Oh,
year
I
was
miss Super
that?
Story so much. I don't
That
remember what
was
year it was.
the ghostiest
My
of the
mind can't go
ghosts.
that far back.
Yeah, I know what made me remember. Random. See,
Oh,
I
look
wonder
at
where
my
she
childhood.
is. Yeah, my
Honestly, see.
childhood. I wonder where she is. But yeah, let's get into the summary for this episode. You want to read the synopsis?
This week, we watched Casa de Novia.
Okay.
And the summary for the film is as follows.
And I'll be giving you sound effects.
Yo-Yo finds a perfect, affordable mansion. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, raise your eyebrows, mansion. To solve her traffic problems, but it comes with a haunting twist. The ghost of Ekpota. A businessman tied to the Ibinovia Empire. Their unusual friendship leads to a world of mystery, love, rivalry, and murder. What are you doing? This
Wonderful. I
film
can be
is
a
a
voice
comedy.
actor. I can be a voice actor. Employ me. I'm joking. I'm
Okay.
joking. Remember that time I had to do narration and I was like, this narration is getting too long. At the end, I was like, why are we still narrating, please? Oh my God. Anyway, yeah, so let's get into the likes. You start with your likes. I know you like the little thing about this movie. Because Credo just texted me. Have you watched it? How? I love it. Oh, I'm joking. I'm
I
joking.
did not say. I did not, calm down, please. Calm down.
I'm
I did
joking.
not go that far. I said I liked it.
I'm joking. I'm
Let's calm
joking.
all the way down. Now, I would like to first of all say that in the trilogy of ghost films that we have, because yes, people are right, there's more than Ghost and House. Ghost and House is the one that I know I watched. I remember watching that
Yeah,
one. If I
like
have watched
recently.
more recently, if I have watched what's it called? Banana Island Ghosts, I have probably erased it from my memory. The only thing I remember about that film is that there was one chick that was dressed in a belly
Yeah,
dancer's
chickens.
outfit with the
Oh, they were
thingy
like,
and everything. I was holding katanas or something, and I'm just
yeah.
and that's the only memory I have of that film. Sure.
Makeda
So clearly,
Moka, Makeda Moka.
you even remember her name. I can't remember her name.
Yeah.
I don't have any memory of the film. That's how, you know,
So
it
that's her
works.
real name. That's her.
Yo. Oh, never mind. Sorry. I thought that was, like the name of the film. Okay. So I would say that if I had to put all three of them in a ranking, I would probably do them in the order in which they were made. This would go first. What's it called? Ghost and Thought would go second. Banana Island Ghost can go dead last. With no apologies and no explanations necessary. I said what I said. I liked so I liked the cinematography. I liked how it looked. I liked the grade on this as well. It wasn't all over the place. It was consistent throughout, and it wasn't harsh. It was sort of subtle, which I appreciated. Taye was shirtless. Was no, so I would say shirtless. He was naked for the bulk of this experience, which was getting used to
It wasn't bad. It
from
wasn't a
like
bad
the.
sight.
It wasn't no, exactly. I'm complaining about it. I'm complaining about it. Oh, I would never complain about it. What for being I could complain about it? That would make me a very, very horrible person. There was a bit where it got uncomfortable, and I was going through that in my why. This thing is supposed to be a comedy, and I appreciate the fact that it was kind of funny.
It
I mean,
was
I
good.
wasn't like haha rolling on the floor laughing the entire time, but it was funny.
Yeah, it was funny. I like the fact that it was from the beginning, it was funny.
Yeah. Ooh. So you know the scene where the chandelier drops. I need someone to let me know. Like I need whoever was in charge of rigging it. I need the art team to DM me and tell me how they made that work. Because I like how the drop was just
And
realistic.
everything, yeah, everything just like
It was just wow.
yeah, it looked good.
It looked really good. I also want to know who allowed them to destroy their house like that, because.
Maybe
Or was that a set?
that what
I
I was
think it
about
might
to
have been a
say.
set.
That's what I was about to say.
And if it was a
Because
set, again, I would like them to reach out to me and explain to me what they built, how.
let me tell you why I think it is said, and I may be wrong. But you don't see a lot of Nigerian houses being built that way. Like, you just come into Nigerian houses, you come into the house, you see the sitting room, you don't come into nothing. Right? Like, it just doesn't feel like a Nigerian house. But I'm not saying this in a bad way. Like, that just made me feel like that was why it was a set. And also, the I don't know the right word. I'm going to say tempo of the where the piano was and everything. It felt different from the room. The room different. So it kind of seemed off in that way, but nothing too crazy that I'll be like, yeah. So
Also, just quick segue, because I don't I haven't closed Twitter yet, and a friend of mine is apparently also in the same boat with you about about being offended at the writers of Skinny Girl in Transit. So I just wanted to let you know you have a friend.
Thank you.
I enjoyed the graphics in this. They're sort of the half and half for me, in the sense that I like, you know how we've had ghost movies and the ghosts have all it's never really looked like it was a ghost.
You also look like a person.
Yeah, exactly. I quite liked the fact that this was very, it was very ghosty vibes. Like it looked like it was an apparition, like it wasn't a real human being anymore. So I appreciated
I
that.
think that's the first time seeing in Nollywood would do something like that.
Exactly, and
And
it would look quite cool.
I liked it because it shows effort, unlike Anikula Kwo, where they just put white powder on their face.
Let's not get into that, please. I don't have energy to be stressed. But yes, I quite enjoyed it. I thought it was very innovative. I thought it was very cool. Something that I've not seen done before in Nollywood. So take your turn. That's the thing. I mean, I liked the use of the characters. I liked that there weren't that many people for me to have to think about. I do think though that it didn't feel, unlike her last film, and before I go any further, guys, so this is the same director who directed Life. And unlike her last film, I feel like it didn't feel like I felt the time of this film as much. And this was almost 2 hours as well. But I do feel like there were certain, so I liked that, but I feel like there were a couple things that could have been just clinched down a bit. But it made sense that, these things have to happen for everything to connect. So,
Makes sense, yeah.
it is what it is. But yeah, these are my likes.
Okay, so my likes. First of all, okay, so my first like is her boss, Lillian Esoro. She's so pretty.
Yeah,
And
she's very pretty.
she's so pretty, and the lead herself is also so pretty. I just like looking at her face, like her
That's so,
chubby.
oh my God, that woman
She's
is
also
beautiful.
chubby and cute. Oh my gosh, she just looks so adorable. Like when she was running
Yes.
Hekata Sakata in her red robe,
Yeah.
looks so confused, and it was so adorable. I liked it so much. I don't know if this is a like or just something I noted. The guy, when he died and he was convulsing with white foam, that was the first time I've seen that in Nollywood in a very long time. That white foam convulsing, can you go? We've not done that in a long time.
That confused me.
That was like Nollywood every
We
movie
really haven't,
anybody
and
died.
I remember thinking as soon as I saw it, it was if a person dies, whatever is they die, foam in the mouth. I
Was
looked at her
his
and I was
white
like, I don't
foam.
understand. Is he convulsing? Does he have epilepsy? Why is he foaming in the mouth?
That's convulsion, right? When
But it
they
was
do
a cute
that.
nod to the past. Yeah, that's convulsion. But like, if he ate something, that to me signals poisoning. So I was now wondering why he was convulsing. But then I guess maybe the reaction of the well, I can't get into the science of it. I'm not a scientist or a doctor.
So back to the lead. Her acting was very comical and I really liked it. I feel like she had very good comedic timing in like not 100%, but she reacted very good at
Appropriately.
least 75 to 80% of the time. Her reactions were very well timed and it just made it funnier. Like I remember some scenes that the way she reacted made the scene funnier, and the time in which she reacted, like at the time she reacted, was what made it funny, and I really appreciated that. Thank you very much. I don't know if that's the director or if she was just very quick on her feet
Unhappy.
on that. What else did I like? I think that's it. Everything else was fine. I liked the story. I liked well, I liked the idea of the story. I liked the like I think you said the tech stuff, the video, the camera quality, all those things. That's not my business. It was nice. It was
That
nice
from
to
my business.
watch. It was nice to watch. It wasn't bad. And yeah, I think that's it, you know. I think that's okay.
Yeah, it was good. All right.
Any
Do you want
wise
to do your
before we
wise
go into
first? Oh, yes, I have a couple.
Okay, go.
Why don't I have wise? My first why? I would like everybody to remember that in the synopsis we said an affordable, a perfect affordable mansion. And I
Why?
understand that, she had to be in this grand, massive house for her to meet him and all of that. It's just, that open the start where, and I think maybe it's just because of how pessimistic I am as a human being, and that's why this is the why for me. Because I feel like her level of hesitance when the guy told her 600K, and then 50,000 for agency, and you don't have to pay anything else. Was not
Was not
enough.
enough.
Because the jump from, oh, guys, people are not doing Yahoo in this house. And sorry, I don't have your 50,000 right now, but I have 600,000. And him saying, okay, regardless, to her singing and praising the Lord that she has found her house was too sweet. Granted, we had a limited amount of time, so I can excuse it, but I just feel like,
Like, we don't need to
why?
see her pondering and pondering for an extended amount of
Yeah, for a
time. Like,
very
let's
long
just,
time.
I feel
But I
like
kind of feel like,
it didn't need to be a mansion in that sense. If you're trying to make it something affordable, and also it could be a different case of how she could afford it, maybe not 600,000, but that's just my own opinion. It could be a case of, you're just renting a room, not that you're renting the entire mansion. They could have said, okay,
Exactly.
this is the room you're renting, because they told her 5 bedroom, 4 sitting rooms. Ah, oh God, for
I was like, all that for
600,000.
600,000 naira.
If they had said,
And
okay, you
I
know
get
what?
it's the whole idea of haunted abandoned mansion now. So I kind of understand. And it's like it was now still fully furnished because the family just up and left. But like
Yeah, it
obviously
was a
nobody
bit
knows
too
it's
much.
haunted.
I feel like if they had said, you know what? Because I do have, I do have, okay, I have a friend that actually happened. Family up and left, and then it was just him in their mansion. Like, it was a very big house. They closed off like half, like they closed off, not even half, they closed off like 70% of the whole house. And then he
House,
was just literally in his bedroom, access to the kitchen, because it's too much. Like, one person can't just stay in like a 5 bedroom, 4 sitting room. Doesn't make any sense. So if they had told her that, you are renting a room, and because she asked, she was like, am I the only one that's going to be renting, or would I have
other groups, yeah, other
flatmates?
people.
Because I just said, yeah, like, obviously by the time 5 people bring 600K, that will amount to something reasonable. But they just said, oh, you have the whole house, take it. That didn't make any sense to me either. Any otherwise?
So, you know, when there's a the scene where we finally see how he dies and the proper what actually happened. There's a point where the camera is on his body and it sort of like pans a bit and you can see his hand
And
and his
moving,
hand is moving. And now I don't think it was a choice and his hand was moving because he was still supposedly quote unquote
convulsing.
convulsing at this point. Or, you know, he just was tired of lying there and decided to move his fingers. But my why is,
Why did we see
why was
that?
that scene in there? And if it was an artistic choice, then fair enough. But if it was just something that it was decided that, oh, it's fine, nobody's going to notice.
We noticed, sir.
Yeah.
We all did.
So that.
Now we're asking you questions. Any other
Explain yourself.
otherwise?
No, those are my only two words. I had two words. That was it.
Okay. First of all,
Oh, wait, no. Sorry. I forgot one. Why didn't Femi up and just disappear? Like,
why
we
what?
I got no closure. The Femi guy, I got no closure. He just up and left. He was gone. Disappeared. Never to be seen again. I'm very confused. If he was supposedly really chasing this story down because he wanted his original job back, when he got chased out of
So,
the house by the ghost, how come I didn't see him again?
well, that wasn't really a why for me, because hey, if I were to see moving objects in the air,
That chased me out of the house
I would also
and
disappear.
beat me,
You will not see
to be
me.
fair.
I will be on the real K, calling down the heavens. I will not be seen or heard from until whatever did that to me is destroyed. So I did not really question that. In
Die
fact,
by
I
fire.
applaud him. Go to your village, my sir, and pray for deliverance.
Go and beg your mother. Tell her you love her.
Go and beg your
You
mother,
had
because
a
it's
pretty
very
mother.
important. It's very important. Okay, so my
Fair.
wise, did he die on scented candles? Like, he literally was lying down on scented candles.
So that's the thing. I don't know if those were can. You know, now they make these like little electric
Bulbs,
ones where it looks like it's a candle, but it's apparently a bulb. I think it was those. But there's no way he
Because
landed on actual candles.
I was like, is he on scented candles? Like, it was kind of weird, but okay, that's a question I had. Another way I had was, remember when he was running heketa teketa, and then the boss said, go home, and then told the other one, follow her. There was a point that she was outside, sitting down on the curb, and the guy was inside. And then there was one strange animal
Yeah.
that I've
Yes, the
never seen
weird lizard
before.
thing. I forgot about that.
What was
That
the
wonder
point of
why.
that lizard? Like,
I
did
don't
the
know.
lizard just come because there's a
Like it was
ghost?
literally a baby bearded dragon, and like I could tell it was called, it
Yeah, it
was
was
animated though,
CGI.
because the way that thing was moving was not real life.
But why was it there?
And I just felt like, why is see, to scare her to
Like,
go back inside? I don't even know. Because you know the thing, like it raised it,
but
whatever it is that turned, then she got
yes.
up and went back inside. But then
What
like,
does that have to do with
it will not
ghosts?
have gone back inside eventually.
What does that have to do with ghosts? I did not get that. I
Maybe
just
the ghost
needed
possessed it. I
clarification.
don't know.
Possessed it, but then it has to exist before it can be possessed. So why did it exist in the first place? I don't understand.
I don't know. Maybe there's weird animals in Banana Island. Who knows?
I had the question, why would she just assume that the ghost was in love with her because he said, oh, don't date Femi. Femi is not for you. She has really too much
My
money.
dear,
And
the Lulu.
Lulu, Harlequin, oh,
It's
Miles
giving
and Mo.
delusion.
Because she was just like,
Because in what
tell the truth. Are
this
you in
man
love
told
with
you
me?
that he was about to propose to somebody, he
Propose.
was in love with her.
Like, the way she just, like, twisted everything and turned it to, are you in love with me? I was like, how did we end up
Baby
there?
girl,
I don't understand.
this is why your life is the way your life is, because if you are thinking, if your reasoning goes left like this.
Another why I had, or in maybe not a why, more like a how. The ghosts had some strange powers. A strange power to record Femi talking on the phone and then display
Oh
it on
yeah,
the mirror. I was like, I don't
I
understand.
legit remember.
Are you
Do
a
you know,
ghost?
I haven't written notes in a while, but you know what I wrote down? I wrote, since when do ghosts have CCTV in their
I
heads?
mean, these are performing signs and
Because
wonders because I don't understand.
I can't, speaking of ghost cities, I have another one. So you know the burial scene where he's standing fully in the buff. Fully.
Hallelujah. Amen.
For some reason, he looked like a Ken doll. And I do not say this to be facetious. I mean, like, he looked like a genuine Ken doll anatomically. And I'm trying to understand if he was like in the buff, or he had underwear on. And obviously, it doesn't matter either way, but it just was confusing. Because
Oh,
surely we would have put pants
I
on.
am just now understanding the words that you're talking about. Because I was like, Oh, yeah. So
Can we
that
just
part of
understand it?
that comes into what I don't like, right? And I would like to address that when because
Yeah.
I did notice that, but there were some other inconsistencies from the beginning in terms of what he was wearing, because they tried to anyway. Do I have any other words before I get into that? Oh yeah. When his mom came to her job and said, take me to him, I was like, Auntie, you did not know where you used to live. You don't know your house. You don't know the road to your house. Said, no, take me to him. The way she said it was supposed to be so dramatic because you know when she was asking questions that she was backing them and then she now turned like a big reveal of her
I was
face. And
like,
I was like, okay.
okay, oh,
And then she was like,
they brought
take me to
somebody one
him.
day. Oh.
She said, take me to him. I was like, Auntie, you used to live there. Go there.
The
Literally. Okay, so
M or no.
I did not like. Let me get to what I know like about like him, what he wore. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that they actually wanted him to be naked because let's be truthful. If we're really talking about ghosts, they know they wear clothes because they don't have sewing machine. And this, they
What
don't use. You don't make fabric. Let's be real. So I like the idea that the ghost will be naked because they say naked you come, naked you go. So you should be naked. True, truth. However, I was seeing boxers at some point. Did you notice?
Okay,
There was
I wanted to be
boxers.
sure.
There was boxers. I was like, ah, I told You say the guy is naked. And I feel like they could have, since it was supposed to be a comedy, there was too many comic ways to cover his privates. Maybe, just random ways, maybe
A
by
fig
like,
leaf, like in the other money time.
not even like something out of what was supposed to be in the scene. Maybe as he's talking and he comes like maybe towards her, and then maybe randomly her hand just shoots out and then he covers his privates.
Or like
I
he
feel
just
like
happens to stand in front of like a pillow
a
or
pillow
like
or
a vase or
something,
something.
you get like just to make sure that
Yeah.
we can see his legs are empty of clothes, but
Yeah.
that's if that region has been covered. I feel
Is
like,
nothing, yeah.
yeah, that would have been a more comical way to cover his privates. But I was not seeing boxers. I was like, ah,
He could
there
have
the
nothing for
ghost
that.
went to quickly saw something, because it not add one and two did not quickly, it did not add to me, and I did not like that. Please be consistent. You want to say he's naked? Let's stay with the naked. And then yes, at the end he was giving Ken doll, because I'm sure he was wearing some, maybe he was wearing briefs, like skin tone briefs
Yeah.
probably, and he was giving Ken doll because we did not need to see that. We did not
Cause
need to
like,
see it.
and like when he's in the mirror and like he's from the waist up, right? Who cares? Cause you can only see abs and then face, so you don't really notice. It's when he steps out of the mirror that the wahala starts.
Exactly. And
And
they
I
didn't
mean, I
pay too
think.
much attention to that.
And in this is one of the things where I can give grace because obviously it's something that has never really been done before.
In
And I'm
Hollywood.
going to assume that there was a lot of, like trial and error to get it to where it needed to be. So I can give grace in that regard, but I can still point out the fact that, there were some inconsistencies and things
Yeah,
could have spent a
definitely.
little more time in. And I know that VFX takes forever. So I can't really shout too much because as someone who has a colleague that says I will come to work every day, including weekends, just to make one shot makes sense. Like literally, I've seen this man come to work every day nonstop, come in the morning and leave at like 10 o'clock at night over
For the
one
same
thing.
shirt,
My dear. Because
bro.
the thing, like, when it's a shot and you have to like move through the shots. So you have to create it and then you have to map it and then you have to track it through the shots.
I don't envy you. I know they envy
My dear, I'm not the
me.
one doing it. And my I will never I can't see. There's one thing you can never see me do. You see, I'm going to go and sit down with the graphics guy or the VFX artist when he's working on VFX. I will come back midway, look at it, and then tell you what I don't like, and then I'll leave again. Eh?
Do you have anything else that you don't like?
I mean, that was a big one. I've mentioned the house thing. The family thing was kind of annoying. Her best friend, I feel like that was an underutilized character in the sense that like we barely saw her. And the voiceover was, I don't know, it wasn't bad, but then I felt
Wasn't
like
really
in some
necessary.
instances it was like, yeah, it wasn't really necessary. Oh my God, I did not like the accent on Isosa.
Yeah, I left it on
What
for you
in the
because
name?
already told me. But I like the effort,
I don't know.
I like the
No.
effort, because let me tell
No.
you, let me tell you, I think, let me tell you, I think we judge actors a bit too harshly, because we think that you should either sound Nigerian or you sound American, but there's an in between.
I don't even think
Let
you
me
should sound American.
no, because he's portraying somebody that is supposed to sound American. There's actually an in
Why is he supposed to
between.
sound American, though? They are twins. Unless one of them went to study in America and the other one didn't, or they both went to study in America and one of them picked up the accent and the other one
Well, they
didn't.
didn't give us that
Like,
backstory, but let me tell you what I
yeah.
mean. Let me explain this to you, right? Whenever Nollywood tries to portray Bad Boy, it's
Oh, yes.
I blame Jamaica for this. It's his
That's
fault.
who we need to blame for this
It's
nonsense.
one
Him and
dollar.
Desmond. It's him and Desmond. It's the two of them.
Desmond Elliott, I don't think he has even attempted to be successful. He has tried, but I don't think he's attempting to be successful. So I can't even put him in the same category. But you see that J Mike? Oh my God. Leave this American accent alone. No. You know when children,
No,
they are
that's what
holding
people.
something, that's when their grip will be so tight. You'll be like, where did this come from? That is Jamaican and American accents. Leave it alone. No. Now, Nollywood, we think that if you are a bad child, you must do nigger. You must say nigger. It must be in your
You must
vocabulary.
curse in front of your mother.
But you know what? I'm not mad at it because you know why? There are people that actually
Why?
speak that way and think that that is how to rebel
I'm
by
sorry, there's people who talk
copying
like
that
that.
person. I promise you, yes, there are people that talk
I
like
would
that.
like to never meet those people.
When you come
What?
to the Americas, you know those Nigerians that grew up in Nigeria that have Nigerian accents and then they jackpot
And then they're trying
and then
to,
now they're
oh
trying
God.
to acclimatize and
Oh
become
Lord.
one with the whites. And they think
Child.
that that's how to talk. It is still the mic's fault, too. I will
Oh.
never stop blaming him. It's his fault.
Lord help us all.
That's how they talk. So I feel like as
That is
viewers, whenever
pathetic.
Nollywood tries to portray people that jackpot and then they do it this way, we think it's
Yeah.
bad because we expect a good American accent. But no, people actually speak with bad American accents, and I forgive it because people like that actually exist. So yeah.
Okay. I see your point. Now, moving on to the other things I didn't like.
I
Oh, I don't
appreciate
agree with you, but I see your
the
points. Your feelings are valid, my dear.
efforts. Not you using my own lines on me. It's
You're
fine.
welcome. Problem number, I can't remember what. His beard. Not Efosa's beard.
I
You know that thing?
appreciated the fact that they actually tried to make them look different because at first glance, I didn't know they were the same
You,
people.
yeah. No, see, I appreciated efforts. And I'm not talking about the fact that he had a bigger beard. I'm glad that they picked
Not
something
only
that
did
was
he
such a
have
subtle
a
difference.
bigger beard, but his face was rougher.
Yeah.
Him,
I
he has
appreciate
gone
what they
through
did.
things. He has gone through life.
He
He
has
has seen
suffered in
life.
life. He has
Suffered.
struggled. He has seen things.
Exactly.
And
While
I
the
got it
other
and I
one was a
understood.
soft boy.
And again, this is not even about, the directorial choice or like the character choice. It's about the execution. You know that beard was layers of hair glued on,
Of
right?
course,
It
of
was clear.
course,
It was very
of
clear. It was
course.
glaring to my eyes. Human eyes could see. And I would like to point out again, I was not wearing my glasses. So the fact that I could see, it's a little bit offensive to, and this might just be me putting my producer hat on a little bit too early and being annoyed about things that are palpable. But let's be so real. It could have, there were like things that could have been done to, fine-tune it and groom it so it doesn't just, it needed to look shabby. It didn't need to look like you glued an extra beard onto a beard.
Yeah.
That's one. The wigs, save maybe 3 weeks.
I think Lillian Esoro looked good all through. I just loved everything she wore,
That's why I said
everything
save
she
like three
did.
wigs. Lillian's hair, 10 out of 10, slay. The Melinda girl, one out of two. That blonde one, I didn't like it.
Wait, who's Melinda?
The girl that killed
The
him,
girlfriend,
oops, for
okay.
like, yes, the
The
girlfriend.
girlfriend, Ife. What's a good word?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, her. That's
One
okay.
out of 2 weeks.
I'm still committed to
I
that.
like the first one, didn't like the second one. Yeah, so the whole thing with that, we will get into it. And as for our dear main character, that first wig that she wore, I understand that it's because she was supposed to be a trenches babe, but trenches babe used to have better hair than that now.
I mean, for the mere fact that she's a trans babe, I did not even look at the wig. I did not even care. At some point, I even forgot that she was wearing the wig because it was when she took off the wig that I clocked that she was wearing the wig. But yeah,
A classic thing to say. Wow. I'm not expecting from you.
I mean, like for somebody that, let me not get into the twist. Let me move
I
on.
know what you have to say, so just shush.
Let me move on. But yeah, like I think they established her trenchiness when she
Her
took her
trenches-ness.
when she was in her friend's shop and she ate the moi moi. I actually laughed out loud at that part because she was
No, I
like,
laughed. That was funny.
that was funny.
That's why I feel like I really wish they had used the friend more because the friend was really, really funny.
No, but she, the actress,
She
she was
was
very
funny as
funny.
well, but like, what I mean is their interactions
Oh
together,
yeah.
like their chemistry in
Yeah,
terms of
they're
like
just
the,
very
because even when
different
she came to the
people.
house to come and Come and Rababa and Kabata Kabote, the ghost out of the house. It was a cute moment. So I wish I saw more of Now on to the girlfriend.
Please.
Do you want to start?
I don't want to start at all, Corey, but I have to. I don't have a choice at this point.
Sucks.
This babe is giving me Timini in female version because I'm
Hey.
starting to get upset. And
Oh, Luabo.
when she did live, right? I gave a lot of, but please, efforts on the scale of grading F9 in this one, ma'am, please, you need to learn work because from the very first scene that they showed her, I was already like, are we acting? Like, is this acting or is this,
Or reacting.
is it even reacting safe? Because she was just standing there in the gallery,
And she
the
was
gallery.
admiring the arts now.
It was the way she delivered her dialogue. Let me be a bit more technical. It was just giving. Maybe
Let's
because she
get this
felt like
over
she
and done
didn't
with.
have, yeah, maybe because she felt she didn't have so many lines or so many appearances in the movie that she was just like, okay, there's really not much to do here. But still, I just felt like even when the mom
But that's
came,
the thing. I
it was
feel
so
like
bland.
this. Do you under? I mean, there's some characters that I can forgive it with, and but her, I couldn't, and it was because,
Yeah, about to forgive
like,
her. I was like, why?
oh no. And let me tell you why I couldn't forgive her. It was because by the time you get to the end and you realize it was her, and you realize the why, you're like, if you're because if the plan was, oh, I will seduce him, get him to fall in love with me. And then I will end him. You put in the most minimal amount of effort to
Effort,
get it to work that I
even.
have ever seen. And it could be a half and half thing of like we just didn't see enough of it for it to make enough sense and establish
No,
that.
there are not
But
morals. Because from the very beginning, when he approached her, there's a way. I'm not even an actor. Why? I know some things. Let me tell you, I know I cannot act.
I
Let me
know
tell you
something.
something. I cannot act. But when he
She can't
approached
save her
her,
life.
would have looked at him. There's a look she would have given him that you know that when you now know that what she did at the end, it would have made sense the way she looked at him. But she was bland, like. The way he came up to her, no emotion, nothing. Even when the mom came, no emotion, nothing. I was just like, okay, you were here. You marked attendance. Okay, bye.
Oh.
The
It's true,
end.
Sha, when the mom came to the house and she was like reminiscing and like telling the stories, like I don't know, I didn't like I could feel I could feel the emotion in her words. I just couldn't see the emotion on her face.
Not feel anything, I cannot see anything. In fact,
No, I felt it. I just couldn't see it.
I don't know why I would associate her with she's give I don't know why I would think she's giving me too many vibes. I don't know, maybe because they did movies together and both of them are just together in my head. That's why I say be careful who you associate with. This is a
My
very
God,
lesson for you
why
people
have you turned
in
this into a
life.
Yoruba mo mother moment?
In life, be careful who you associate yourself with. Because one small
Madano.
mistake that they'll say is because of this person. And that's how they'll
Hey
just
God.
associate you, put everybody inside the same umbrella. So please be careful who
Guys,
you
I'm so
associate
sorry.
yourself.
Itunu is using us to practice her. This is a life lesson for her son
No,
type
but
of
it's true.
situations, apparently.
It's true. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm sure I'm very correct.
I'm not sure.
It's
I don't have anything to
true.
say to you.
I don't
Sorry, when you
know.
become a mom, do you instantly gain some traits that our mothers have that we don't unlock
I think
apparently until
so.
the child is handed to us? Because I
I
never
think
did that in my
so.
entire life.
I think so because today I was watching Cruise. You know how they have those conversations and it was African parents and stuff like that. And honestly, before this is very random and this is very off topic, but let me just say,
Completely off topic.
completely off topic, but you brought it up, so I'll talk. It
I
was
know
a
it's my fault. Don't
conversation
worry, continue.
about it was a conversation about respecting your elders, and maybe before being a mom, I would say that respect is not, should never be, it's not like you're not entitled to respect, basically. But now I'm entitled to respect, though. Hey, how can I be earning your respect at
Given I brought you into this world, I can
after
take you
bringing you to
out.
the world, cleaning your bum bum for how many years,
My
doing
God, why are you bringing
adult,
that into it?
I'm entitled to the respect. Yes, that is from like a parent to a child type of thing. Your parents are definitely entitled to
Yeah.
respect. Maybe strangers to a certain extent, everybody generally, whether elders or not, is entitled to some level of respect. But I
I
just
think you give
feel
everybody
like
base level respect, and then the respect gets deeper if it is what they call
something that they have
required.
earned. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the angle that the people that were representing the Gen Z, because I don't even know where coming from, is nobody is entitled to respect, and I don't think
So
that's
that's
true.
why you thought that it was Gen Z that we're talking. I mean, no offense to the Gen Zs, but you all be out here with some wild ass sticks.
Honestly, it's just unnecessary. Anyway, so
Anyway, back to the
do you have
matter at
anything else
hand.
that you did not like?
No, I do want to say though that, like, I don't know. So the romance aspect for her and Ansel was one of those things where it was so subtle, it was in the back, and I didn't really notice it. Like, I enjoyed his acting in the sense that I could tell that he was looking in love with her, but she wasn't sending him like that. So I enjoyed that. Oh, sorry, I just want to let me to be
The
makers
fact
of
that
this film, I need
you
you to
had
understand.
wait before you speak, the fact that you had to reposition yourself in your sitting position, sit up straighter, and then put your arm, your clasp your palms together to say this, I'm just giving
No,
everybody a
you don't
visual.
understand. You know, I'm very, very, like, this is a very, very important statement I'm about to make. You see that statement that you made her make in the ending voice monologue voiceover, where as for Ansel and I, we end up together, and then she laughed. If you people, for any reason, try to use that as a segue into a sequel, you will
Oh
answer to me, and you will not like what you have to
no.
hear. So don't even, I don't
Don't
see.
do that.
Don't think about it. Don't try it. Don't let the thought exit your brain with speed. Don't do it. We didn't ask. We don't want. We liked the film. We do not need to see a part two. I don't want to know what's happening in her life after that. The ghost cannot come back. Nothing can happen again. It's done. Thank you, and God bless.
Another thing I was going to say
That's
that I
me.
liked, another thing that I liked, would be how they kind of transitioned him to go to the great beyond. It was very subtle from the
Yeah.
beginning. It wasn't like at the end he just walked into a distance. From the moment
We didn't
she
see a white
started,
light.
from the moment she started communicating with him, and then at some point when she had made a connection with him, he started to fade away. Because
Yeah, very slowly. And as soon as he got the closure that he needed with Melinda, it was done.
yes. Do you have anything else that you didn't like?
I think those are my major gripes. Oh, one thing that I do want to say I kind of liked, the scene where he borrows Ansel's body, and that's when we get all the info that we need as to why what happened happened. I quite enjoyed the way it happened, and I enjoyed the fact that he, like, the choices were made where, okay, so he ends up Ansel's body, takes off the glasses, and his sort of
Becomes different.
aura kind of
Yeah, his
changes. Yeah.
mannerisms.
And I really have to applaud the actor for that, because
He was basically three
that's
different
not something
people.
that everyone, yeah, exactly, is able to do, you know? And obviously at this point it was the guy playing Ansel that was doing all of this, but, like, he did it
Yes.
well.
Oh my God. Why did I think that it was the other guy that was doing that? Because I was like, he became three other people. I know, obviously, my rational mind knows, but like, I guess that was very good acting then. Applause
Yeah.
them.
But yeah, that's everything, I think, for me.
Yeah, I think that's that for me too. Generally, I think that there could have been some places that could have been done better in sense of like how both like the babe and the ghost, how they just became
Yeah.
friends, like just because she says, "You're dead." And then he's like, "Oh, I'm dead. Now you're my friend. Thank you for telling me." I feel like that was a very quick
But we saw
turn.
how they became friends now. He was randomly insulting her that her hair and her sense of style and her everything is just trash, and then he slowly taught her how to
You don't understand what I
be
mean?
better.
Like, yes, that's how they became friends, but like it came immediately after she had just said, "Oh, you're dead." I feel
Ah,
like,
okay, I see what you
you
mean.
know, he could have rebuffed, like he rebuffed a little, but like he accepted it. It's like, "Oh, okay, that makes sense. Now I'm
A bit
dead."
too
But
quickly.
I feel like for someone that did not know that he'd been dead for 3 years, the turnover was too quick.
3 years. See, but
I'm not
that's sort
mad
of a
at her.
similar thing with the she just accepted that the house was 600K.
Exactly. I'm not mad at it because of time. Like, I don't want to spend time trying to come to terms with the fact that you're dead.
Yeah.
Just watching you come to terms with the fact that you're dead. But I don't know. I just feel like maybe there could have been a reason. Like, that's like the same thing with the 600K house. It could have just been a room. There could have been something
Yeah.
else that would have just made him feel like that. He could have just been like, "That makes sense. I have been looking for," like, do you understand? Like, if he had been like, "Oh, you know,
Yeah.
that like he needs to come," like, I didn't see him come to a realization that, "Guy, I've been dead for 3 years." I didn't see him come to that realization. It was just like, "Oh, okay." And then now we're all friends. No, it could have been like a deeper reflection and it coming to a realization that 3 years has passed and you have been stuck in a mirror. Because how doesn't he
Literally.
know that he's causing havoc? All the he's making lights come on and on. He doesn't know that. He knows that now. Like, he's
Abby, he
experiencing it.
knows now. He's been chasing people away.
So it makes sense that maybe he hadn't come to realization that he's dead, but he knows something is wrong. And then her saying that she's dead brings him to that understanding. But we didn't see that happen. We're just like, "Oh, thank you for telling me. Now we're cool, Kiki." I just feel like that was a bit too quick. Just things like that. I feel like, you know, I like the fact that, you know, she went to her office when she ran out of the house in her red robe. She went to her office because she already established that her office is very
Yeah,
close to that location. So
close
obviously,
to where she
she's
was.
not going to run to the mainland. It has to be her office.
Or
So
to
I
the
like
mainland,
that.
yeah.
Exactly. I
And
like
they caught her in
that.
the office the next morning. That was, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I like that. That was funny. I like that her boss fired her immediately. I liked how the boss came to realization that, you know, this was who she was trying to say. She didn't remember the person's name. The way she was trying to remember the guy's name was
See,
funny to me. The way she was
he
trying to,
went a million ways left.
honestly, it was funny. Yeah, I laughed a bit about at that.
It goes to us. It was a lot.
Just those things. I like the fact that the family sued them because, yes, very true. How would you just realize that, okay, this person has been missing for a long time, turn comes find out that they're dead, and you just go and publish? You didn't go to the police, you didn't say, "Hey, this is
You didn't notify the family. You didn't ask the
so
family if
exactly."
they
You didn't
think
reach out to
that
the
person
fam.
is dead.
Like, normal Nollywood, at least you go to the family, you say, "Ah, seeing your," like Nneka now, when we watch Nneka, she realized that nobody could see her until somebody could see her, and then she told that person to go to her parents' place to tell them what really happened. That is what happened in Neka. So I'm not saying that that should have happened, but I just feel like you just going straight to publishing a news article is kind of unfair. I feel like if you wanted her to actually publish a news article, you could have done differently, in the sense that maybe the guy says, "Oh, you're a journalist. Please write this article so that my parents, wherever they are, can come and find
But I
me."
mean, if you think about it, before she wrote the article, he was telling her what to write, so he knew what she was
Yes,
doing.
I agree. But I'm saying that you don't just realize that somebody is dead, somebody has been missing for 3 years, and then you just go and write an article. No communication to the police who has been looking for him, because she did say that he was a missing person. No communication with the family. That is very somehow. If she had come from the angle of, "I need to write this article so I can get to who it needs to get to," that would make more sense. But she was writing the
But I
article.
thought that was what they were doing because they were trying to
Oh,
find Melinda. Melinda, what's her
no.
name?
No, she was right. He was right. She wrote the article for her career because her boss said she needed to write the article.
Ah,
She would lose her
okay.
job. That's why she wrote the article.
Oh yeah, true.
So if the guy said, "Oh, you're a journalist, please help me write this article so that I can find my fiance can come and meet me, or my mother can come and meet me, whatever," that would have made more
Yeah.
sense. And also to simultaneously help her in her career, that would have made more sense. But the fact
Yeah,
that
it would have
she
been
was
even
just
better.
doing it for her job was not good enough for me. But at the same time, it wasn't terrible. Just small, small things like that. I just feel like their reason to why they did some things could have been better.
Yeah.
But the overall storytelling was not bad. And I enjoyed the movie. I laughed a lot, actually. Like I said, the lady was very comical in her delivery. And I liked that. I liked that a lot. That's
Was good. It was
about
nice,
that.
guys. We would recommend, as you can tell. Give it a watch.
You're either going to surprise me and recommend a YouTube Nollywood movie today, or that's going to be me. Because you did one time, and I was like,
Yes, one
"Okay."
time. I haven't watched one in a while, my dear. It's been a minute, I'm sorry.
This week's YouTube Nollywood, I actually don't have anything to recommend, but I will be on the streets of YouTube looking for something, and there will be something in our playlist. So check the playlist when we post this episode because there will be
On
something
Monday.
there, but I'm not going to announce it on this like how I usually do and give you like a summary. I don't have anything to summarize. But before that Monday, don't worry, something special is going to drop. Watch out.
Again, don't, don't, don't.
That's it for today. Do you have anything else to add, Cordy?
That is everything. Thank you guys for listening. As we said, we quite enjoyed the movie, and there will be the updates on the YouTube recommendation in the show notes below, as per Itunu's promise. And the promise is a debt, so you know she will deliver. Please don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe if you haven't already. Give us 5 stars on Spotify or anywhere where you listen to podcasts, because we would love that very much and it helps us out a lot. Remember, 5 stars and nothing else, because empty is for your pocket. If you have any questions, concerns, or notes that you would like to share, you
My
can DM
consent.
us, you can email us, you can write them via Sky Panel and hope that we get it. But just 5 stars and then tell us your comments later. Thank you very much. There is also going to be a poll on Twitter and on Spotify as well, so look out for that and let us know what you think of the film if you have watched it. And if you have not, you can feel free to go and watch it and then come back and tell us what you think, because we would love to know. Bye.
Bye, guys.